Tuesdays, we're privileged to pick up the PD Cudor telephone line and talk with the Blaine House, specifically Maine Governor Paul LePage. Governor, welcome back to GHRT, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Governor. Always nice to talk to you.
Well, that's great, George. Same here.
Well, you know...
Should I hit the sarcasm filter?
No, it's no sarcasm. We enjoy talking to the governor.
Not at all.
You know, a couple of... You listen to the people. I know you listen to the people. We all listen to the people. And I was thinking...
You should convince the legislature to do the same.
Well, we can all argue that one. You've led this fight here to get an approach against... Our drug problems here in the state, and you're going to call this group together. The one thing I keep hearing, and I think Rick will agree, that we get text messages and letters, and we've had some interviews. Everybody says to us, and I don't always know what it exactly means, we want a comprehensive approach.
Well, I agree. I agree 100%. And a comprehensive approach to me would be you attack the drug war on the drug problem on all fronts through treatment, through rehab facilities, and through trying to get the drug dealers off the streets. Now, last year, I'm told that we were between rehabbing and detoxing. We spent nearly $70 million, but we can't get enough resources to get stop the drugs from coming in. So I agree, George. I think it's all of the above, and we ought to get at it, but the legislature is believes that there should be only rehabbing. And my point is you can rehab all day long, but if the drugs are still here, you're going to addict more kids. I have a friend of mine who told me recently he sent his daughter to an inpatient rehab facility for opiates, and she came back hooked on heroin. So you gotta get the cheap heroin off the streets. It's that simple.
We asked our listeners in a question if they would rather use what limited resources we have left to fight the symptoms. We call the symptoms the addiction, the cases, or fight the disease, and that is the traffickers. And 79% of those responding to our question, more than double-digit voting through the day and also yesterday and through today, 79% said they would favor using more of our limited resources in enforcement. 5% said put more into treatment. 16% said they're not sure. So that said, Governor, how do you address this epidemic with the limited resources that you have?
Well, what we're going to do, and we've been studying the laws, and I am going to use the executive branch, and if need be, as commander-in-chief, I have the access to the National Guard. If the legislature refuses to give us the resources we need, and if we can't develop a comprehensive plan with the existing resources, I will use the National Guard.
I just want to make sure that I heard you correctly. You're ready to use the National Guard as our executive, as our commander-in-chief, to battle the drug problem in our state if necessary?
If necessary, that is correct.
Well, here are the hardcore numbers, as you well know them, Governor. 208 people in Maine died of drug overdoses last year.
That we know of.
That we know of. And the deaths attributed to heroin rose from 57 in 2014 to 34 the year before.
Correct.
So you wanted more law enforcement personnel and prosecutors to stem the supply than you got. You did you got more, but you didn't get...
Yeah, I think we got
six,
what
maybe.
I call chump change.
Yeah. Okay, away from that for the moment. We've been fighting this drug battle for so long. The war on drugs is almost became a punchline sometimes on TV. It seems to me there's got to be some priority sooner or later to stop it.
Yes.
Stop... You've got to stop it in two or three different places. As you say, you got to get it off the streets, and you got to stop people from asking for it.
That is correct. We got to do a much better job in educating our children in our inner schools. And, you know, I find it ironic that everybody is saying, let's legalize marijuana, and nobody wants to admit that that's a gateway drug. Well, let me tell you something, folks. The fact of the matter is, I have never seen a person hooked on heroin that didn't smoke marijuana at some point in his life. It, you just don't go out and start on heroin. You have to have a process, and this is how the drug dealers make their living. So I really believe that it's part education, part rehab, and part law enforcement.
Governor, this morning we talked with Pat Kimball, who's the exec director of Wellspring Incorporated in Bangor. She shared a frustration that she didn't know or didn't know she had access to any additional funding to help treat those addicted coming to Wellspring. We told her of the nearly $17 million available through the Department of Substance Abuse at the Department of Health and Human Services. And then we went down those federal guidelines that say who gets what money.
Right.
Can you recap, is there indeed money that we're not using to help those addicted in our state right now?
Well, there's always money. The problem is, can you afford to take the money? And in some cases, the federal government will put strings on the money that is nearly impossible to meet. And so, yes, there's more money. Yes, we had some money left over at the end of last year. But, you know, you got groups like Redmond Winchell and the Bangor Daily News that are more interested in attacking the governor than to take care of the people of the state of Maine.
You are preparing a drug summit. One question has...
Well, actually, I asked John Morris, the Commissioner of Public Safety, to assemble it.
All right. Our understanding is through media reports that this is going to be not open to the public. Will it be open to the press?
Well, what we're trying to do is, George, we're trying to assemble federal and state law enforcement areas, the Attorney General's Office, the judiciary, and get people that have a stake in it and try to sit and deal with the issue from their perspective and how the summit is aimed at improving communications between everyone so that we can have a much better communication system going through and knowing what's happening. You know, we have to make sure that the DEA is speaking to DMR and to the wardens and to the local law enforcement, the county sheriff's department, and the state police. So that's really what the summit is, and it's to ask, have the Chief Justice or someone from judiciary to help us through the court system, because one of the problems in Maine, and the Democrats just don't seem, well, I'm not even going to go there anymore. Okay. The legislature doesn't even seem to want to understand that when you get these people, if you don't have adequate DAs and judges, that they linger in jails in pretrial, and that's usually in the county jails, and there's no wonder that they're having problems. No one wants to address the issue. Everybody's got their head in the sand, and it's amazing when I get a letter from the speaker last week saying, oh, we got to do rehab. Oh, we could do rehab all day long, but if they're coming in by pickup trucks, you're going to have an uphill battle. So why don't we just do more comprehensive work on it? And it's incredible. If I didn't know better, if I was a real cynic, I would think that the Democrats right now like drug dealers.
Governor, I looked through. You mentioned the letters that exchanged between yourself and President Thibodeau and Speaker Reeves. A lot about enforcement, the necessary enforcement. A lot about treatment. I don't know if I saw anything about education. It would be nice to think that we could catch the apple before it falls from the tree. We used to have a DARE program in this state. Yes. I'm told it worked. Some say it didn't. Is there any way to stop the kids from, if we can't stop the traffickers from coming in and putting it in front of the kids, can we at least get the kids to turn around, run away, and say no?
Well, I certainly believe it's part of it. I believe that by everything is said and done, we're going to have the education people at the summit to develop plans for our schools. I mean, this just started last Friday, and we're gathering up on how we're going to do this and who should be there. And I firmly believe education needs to be there. Absolutely.
Is there any particular reason? It's happened through the years, but lately we hear more and more about it. Maybe it's better media coverage. Maybe it's not that Maine seems to be a target for these people to come up here and sell their drugs. We always had some of that, but lately, when you watch the TV news at night and they make these drug busts, it's almost always somebody from Massachusetts or New York.
Because there's no penalty. You know, we're soft on crime, and we're super soft on penalties. Frankly, I think the Supermax is the perfect place to put these people. The drug traffickers, because they are murderers, and murderers should all be together. I think we're way too easy on drugs. It's unfortunate on both ends. I think, you know, our drug courts should say you either go to rehab or you go to jail. Because, it's a vicious circle. It's a vicious cycle. And we just need to start breaking it. And I do agree with you, Rick, that it has to start in the schools. No question about it. You got to start earlier, too. I don't think starting in high school is adequate. You got to start in middle school. And we have in primary school. And we got to get our kids to understand that these drugs kill. We have to make them understand that this is poison. It's not going to kill them, but it's going to ruin their lives and their families. So we have to get very, very attentive to our children. Number two, we have to get more people on the streets to intercept the drugs. And three, we have to get a far more robust approach to dealing with addiction. And I will tell you, everybody says that methadone clinics are great things, and everybody gets mad at me when we close the ones that we find have no clinical aspect. The professionals are telling us that in some cases it works, but in the overwhelming majority of the time, methadone is not the direction we should be going.
I'd like to see more education in schools, but if I could wave the magic GHRT wand, Governor, I'll bet all the money in my bike shorts against all the money in your pants pockets, George, that the governor will agree with this. If we could get parents to sit down and talk to their kids, probably the way, George, you talk to your kids, the way I'm talking to mine, Governor, probably the way that you've talked, you and Ann talked to yours, about the dangers of drugs, that might go a long way.
You're right, Rick. We should allow our parents to parent. You know, I came from the streets, and I was very fortunate. I found people who gave me love, who gave me compassion, but the thing that was needed the most was firmness. And that's what you never hear about in public policy. You never hear about parents having the right to be firm with their children and to speak to their children. And I'm not talking about going out and beating their kids. I never had to beat my kids. You just sit them down and you give them the speech. They hate speeches a lot more than a slap on the bun.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Believe me, I know that.
I can hear it now, George, to you. Dad, can I just skip the lecture and just get to the spanking, please,
well,
Dad?
Right, exactly. I'll tell you, my five-year-old, when I did spank him one time when he hit a little girl, a next-door neighbor. They're having a party, a birthday party, and he took a stick and he was showing off, and he swiped it with his stick. So I brought him in, and I said, take your shorts down and lay over my knee. And my wife and I were right there, and he looks at me and he says, you know, Dad, this is going to hurt you more than me.
Yeah, you're lucky he didn't go to jail.
I bet he didn't hit that girl again, did he?
He never hit the girl again, and the spank on the bottom was a total embarrassment for him because he thought he was better than that. And from then on, from 5 years old on, he became a young man.
We have all kinds of statistics you can go to. So my final comment to you would be, Governor, the shocking number that I find is that only 36% of people who go into our treatment programs complete them, and it goes as low as 15%. To me, that's a horrible number.
That is a horrible number, absolutely. And that's because we don't hold people responsible for their actions. We put them in there. A lot of the rehabs, people send their kids to rehab because they don't want to go to jail or they don't want to get in trouble or they're keeping it from the public. I will tell you this. The only way this is going to be successful if the people of the state of Maine get behind us and they help self-police the drug epidemic in our state. When you have a state where three babies a day are born addicted to opiates. I think we have to have some tough love around the somewheres around this state. And just hiding it is not the right way.